Bob Williams is a lifelong Republican activist who has worked on 30 political campaigns, including the election of Dreyfus, who was also a chancellor at UW-Stevens Point. Williams says the current Republican governor will be making a big mistake if he tries to split the UW system.
It breaks my heart to see what's happened, that this will now be floating away from a system that is being copied all over the United States that we created. It's being waved away.
Bob Williams' wife, Mary, worked for Dreyfus both as governor and when he was chancellor in Stevens Point. She served on the UW Board of Regents for 11 years and worked on the original effort to merge the schools into one system.
What we tried to avoid back in 1971 with the merger is this intense competition for the dollars of the state. They call them beggars with briefcases.
Mary Williams says if the schools are split, once again, each chancellor and dean and their local community leaders will be begging, coming hat in hand to Madison for their piece of the pie. She says splitting the system will end up costing the state money and could destroy the reputation of UW-Stevens Point and the other regional schools.
It will be very, very hard to recruit professors. It's going to be more difficult to recruit students. I think this suspicion and uncertainty is going to hurt UW-Stevens Point.
Mary and Bob Williams both predict that if the Madison campus is split from the other schools, it will take more than 20 years for the UW system to recover. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.